Om Shanti 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 Om. Peace. Peace. Good evening. Many of you have come here tonight to listen to a lecture. This is me talk. This is the wrong reason to come here. The reason you're here is to sit in the silence with me. To sit in absolute stillness. Absolute quietness. Leaving your heart stop beating. And you're able to dive deep, deep, deep within yourself. This is the real reason that you're here. Not to hear me speak words. Words have their place. But the silence is where it's at. In the silence, you surrender yourself completely and totally to the self. In the silence, it develops humility. Peace. Love. In the silence, there aren't any problems. All problems have been resolved. In the silence, there's absolutely nothing to think about. There are no thoughts whatsoever. From the silence you came to the silence you will go. In the silence there's power, tremendous power. The silence is God, absolute reality, consciousness. It is the silence that you're really looking for. Not a lecture, not words. Not a teaching, not a meditation, just be still. This is what it's all about, stillness, quietness. And stillness and quietness shall be your strength. Your life. When you become quiet and still, you transcend the world, transcend karma, transcend everything. Always try to be still, quiet. Never talk too much. This is a path of stillness, a path of silence. There's nothing to argue about, nothing to debate about. Nothing to preach about. There's only sounds, quietness. Feel how good you're feeling the quietness and the sounds. You have nothing to resolve. No past, no future. Only sounds, only quietness. If you can really learn to be still, you'll be the happiest person in this world. For stillness is happiness. Think of all the years of talking you've been doing. Talk. Since you were born, you've been babbling. Has the talking gotten you anywhere? Yet, most of us believe that if we're quiet, nothing will get done. That we're still going to be able to accomplish anything. You say, what about my projects? What about my work? What about my family? What about my life? I can keep still. Nothing will happen. What a mistake you're making by saying like this. Look at the universe. Everything is taken care of in quietness and silence. The stars are where they're supposed to be. Planets are revolving around the stars where they're supposed to. Everything is happening in quietness and stillness like it's supposed to. There's perfect peace, silence, joy in the universe. When there's noise, there's destruction. When there's noise, there's confusion. When there's silence, there's peace and quiet, love. Ponder this, consider this. Everything that you're doing with your life will be taken care of by itself. Remember, you are immersed in consciousness. Consciousness is your father and your mother. You are immersed in consciousness. Therefore, what shall you fear? Of whom shall you be afraid? You are well protected. But you must surrender your words, surrender your deeds, surrender your past, your consciousness. Surrender completely and totally. Do not be afraid. The power which knows the way that will take care of you completely and totally all of the time. Not just sometimes, but all of the time. If you would but surrender to it. If you would but surrender to the power that knows the way, you become the happiest person in this world. You're not coming here to make decisions. You're not coming to work out your karma. You accomplish things. You never really came here at all. For your true reality is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. The absolute reality. And you are that. We recognize this, we realize this is what I'm saying. Always be protected. Always be watched over. It would be virtually impossible for you to make a mistake. For a Brahmin does make mistakes. Yes, if you identify with your humility, with your peace, with your joy, every experience that you perform will become humility, peace, and joy. It will happen by itself. Understand this. Know this, ponder this. There's no practice to perform, no meditations to do. No mantra to repeat. No God to pray to. You are the one. You are the one yourself. Pray to yourself. Worship yourself. You are the one. See yourself as a God, as a mere human being, trying to solve problems. Know that you're in your right place, going through those experiences that are necessary for you this time. It's all good, it's very good indeed. Even though some of you might be going through some experiences that are negative, so to speak, that's how you see it. See through it. Go deeper inside. See your own reality. You are that one that has always been and will always be. Rejoice, for all is well. Really rejoice. Always be happy. There's no condition in this world that can ever harm you if you understand who you are. Nothing can ever harm you, nothing. Where will it come from? Who will give it birth? This power can harm you. It doesn't exist. And your imagination is running away with you. Remove your imagination. By watching, by looking, by observing, by witnessing. Stop being afraid. Have patience. In all things, have patience. We always look for changes in our world. We want to see changes, we want to see things happening. Yet changes are already taking place within you. If you only look, you'll see it. But you're looking at the world. The world was for you. The world is Maya. The world is a sport of Leela. Leela, sport. My illusion. So the world is both a game and an illusion. Laugh at the world. Never take it seriously. See what is real and what is not real. Find what is true, what is false. Know yourself. Know the truth about yourself. Forget about the past. Never bring up the past. Stay friends in the moment. One who said in the moment can never suffer. One who said in the moment has no pain at all. It's impossible to be in pain without problems when you said in the moment. You become centered in the moment when you stop thinking. Happens by itself. Be a good chair. Although nothing should still be equilibrium. Whatever you see, whatever comes away, never react to it. Be still. Be quiet. Stop thinking. Remember, you're not what you appear to be. Only remember you're dreaming a dream. Witness a dream. Observe a dream. There's really nothing else to do. Nothing. Nothing to do. Absolutely nothing to do. The only thing you really have to do is to sit with me. Just sit. All week. Every day. Wherever you are, sit with me. Or is this eliminating the self? The self is all pervading. Yourself, myself, or one self. Sit with the self. All the time sit with the self. Wherever you are. I always be happy, always. I'll be well protected. If you learn to sit with the self, in confidence. Stop believing you're already doing it enough to make things happen. Stop believing you're a human being and just straighten people out. See for your rights. You have no rights. You're all God. All of you. You're beyond God. If you only knew who you were, right now, if you only knew who you were, all the gods and goddesses would dance before you, about you. Get rid of the feeling of being human. Notice I have no time to do that. I'm too busy. I have work to do. There's a cup out. As soon as you get up in the morning, that's the time to start working on yourself. When you wake up. You never allow the world to get to you when you wake up. Take care of the world first. But realize you're just in another dream right now. Feel that you've just woken up into another dream. And then feel the eye go back into the heart from the brain. Follow the eye back to the heart from the brain. You'll be in perfect peace. But if you don't do that, you know, it begins to work in the brain, you'll feel human. You'll say, I feel afraid. I feel something is wrong. I'm late for work. I have this breakfast, I have a pain in my stomach. One thing will pop up when you believe that you're a human being, that it's awoken. But when you realize that you're not a human being, it's the ice field that makes you think these things. Follow the ice field back to the heart, and once that it starts to be free. Feeling free and liberated. But you must begin to do these things. You must do these things yourself. Catch yourself during the day. Catch yourself thinking about yourself, thinking about problems. Feeling sorry for yourself. Catch yourself doing these things. Be on guard against all kinds of thoughts. Whatever the thoughts tell you, don't believe them. Whatever the thoughts come to you, don't believe any of them. When you go to bed, don't believe them. You're beyond thoughts, beyond words, beyond actions. You're all Satchitananda, Brahman, ultimate oneness. I am that I am. We're all one, in Satchitananda. or one Brahman. There's only one you are that. Remember this always. All is well. Peace.